God's will to give you life. Today, all Christians agree on the love of God for them, at least the fact that Christ died because God loved the world. However, at times there are people that are confused regarding circumstances in their lives. Did God allow this evil in my life? Is this sickness or disease God's way of punishing me for my sins? The answer to both questions is a resounding no. God does not allow evil in our lives, nor does he inflict evil on a child of his. These questions come from a lack of understanding of a God that sent his only son to deliver us from all evil, not to bring or allow evil into our lives. John 17 verse 15, KJV, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. The good news is that the God who received the payment for all our sins in the body of Jesus and declares that good news to us constantly would never allow or inflict death on those he loves and who love him. Judges 13 verse 23, NKJV. But his wife said to him, if the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, nor would he have shown us all these things. Nor would he have told us such things as these at this time. Some may ask, would God use someone else or allow them to hurt me? Again, the answer is still no. Isaiah says, when people gather against the children of God, he will deliver you from their hand, but he did not send them to oppose you. Isaiah 54 verse 15, NKJV. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. The way we are protected from all evil in this world is by allowing the Lord to continually teach us who he is and what he's done for us. We know who God is as he reveals himself to us through the Son of his love, whom he sent. As you listen to the good news, you will grow and become established in why Christ was sent. When you are perfected in that knowledge, you'll be sure. You'll know exactly what God gives to you. Life and life abundantly. John 17 verse 3, KJV. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 10 verse 10, KJV. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. If this has blessed you, share this with someone else. And visit reformchurch.com for more Jesus-centered teaching.